Thank you for choosing customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I had a payment that was scheduled to come out only on the 7th, not before the 7th, and y'all have already taken it out. Can you explain why you took it out before the 7th?
I will have to look at your account to see. May I have your zip code, please?
42280.
First and last name, please.
Brad Wheeler.
Mr. Wheeler, would you please verify your shipping address?
It's 105 Water Tower Road, Sharon Grove.
One moment, please. Stay with me one moment. Mr. Wheeler, how much was that payment that you are referencing?
It was $56.95.
Mr. Wheeler, who did you go forth and make that adjustment on the account with?
I went online and set it up on the yes, sir. I got a balance. The balance is 168.06, and I set up payments for $56.95 to come out, but it wasn't supposed to start until the 7th. First payment was supposed to be on the 7th. It's already taking it out.
Now, what's that with your banking institution?
No, you guys are taking it out.
No.
I'm sitting here looking at my checking account now, and it's just been pulled out today, tonight.
Yes, but what I'm asking, did you establish that with the banking institution to have it withdrawn from your account on the 7th? Was that done with them?
Do what now?
Did you request?
I set it up. I set it up through you guys to have it pulled out of my checking account. Through a debit card. And that payment wasn't supposed to be pulled out until the 7th. I authorized it through y'all's website. I set up payments.
Okay. Which website did you go through, Mr. Wheeler?
It's the TSI or whatever it is here. Does that sound right?
Let me pull it up here. I'm going to read some more notes. One moment. I presume this might have been the last payment to come out like this, Mr. Willard, based on the notations here.
You say it again?
Yes, sir. It appears that this may be the only charge that may come out prematurely due to the fact of you said you just changed it. When did you change it?
When did I change? I haven't changed nothing. I got this letter in the mail from a TTCI saying I owed $168 for medical bill. So I went online and set up payment arrangements to have this paid.
Mr.
And
Willard.
the first payment wasn't supposed to come out until 12/7, and that was $56.
Yes,
And
sir.
it's already come out.
Mr. Willard, that's not us. We don't handle
Why
any.
ain't it you?
Yes, sir, because we don't handle any medical services.
I'm sitting here looking at it on my on the website, my banking account. It's got your number on it, the number I just called, and it's the same number that's it's on this TSI. So what, how come it's not you guys?
Yes, sir, but your stating that is related to medical services. We don't handle medical services here, sir.
Logan, it's Logan's family practice.
No, sir, this is not a family practice.
I know it's not a family practice, but that's you're collecting the bill.
No, sir, we wouldn't collect on behalf of any medical services. In fact, we're not a collection agency.
Who are you with?
Yes, sir, so we're a collection service. No. Excuse me, we're not a collection service, sir, but what we do is actually go in and we authorize payments and we were on behalf of accounts that are related to products and services
Okay.
outside of
Okay.
medical services, sir.
All right. I understand. Okay. But y'all, your company, did you not just pull the $56.95 out of my checking account?
It appears that 56.95 is the amount on the account, sir. But for I don't know why your banking institution or your billing statement would show medical services, because we wouldn't handle
It
medical
doesn't
services.
it doesn't show it on my banking account. I'm looking at this bill that I got in the mail is what I'm looking at. But I'm also looking at my banking account too right now.
So, are you stating that your bank statement as well as your bill both are $56.95?
Yes, absolutely.
That has to be a big coincidence, sir. That is
Oh,
a
I'm sitting here
real.
looking at it. Hey, I just want my $56.95 credited back to my account. And on the 7th, I'll make that payment. But it kind of pissed me off that it's been pulled out before the 7th.
But we don't handle medical services, Mr. Willer. That's what I want
Okay,
to
all right, I
inform you.
understand. You got my money. You got my money right now is what you got. You got it before the time was supposed to come out. Right?
I see 56.95. Let me see if that has been
Okay.
paid.
All
Yes.
right. All right. That money has come out before it was supposed to come out.
Okay. Yes, sir. I can see that that is 56.95. Okay. So are you stating that? Okay. I'll tell you what. One
I
moment
need
here.
you credited it back to my account. Then when the 7th rolls around, I'll make that payment, but not until then.
Mr. Wheeler.
Yes.
We
Yes.
went forth to nationally credit you for this month's payment.
Do what now?
We have credited you for this month's payment. Please allow your banking institution 3 to 5 business days to receive the funds.
No, why is it? It didn't take that long for you to pull it out.
Well, sir, that's up to your banking institution. We have released the funds. It's no longer in our system. That's why we request that you allow them 3 to 5 business days. It could be tomorrow if your banking institution released the funds tomorrow.
I understand. All right. Okay.
Any other concerns, sir?
No, that'll take care of it.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Thank you.